Oh, Lord, did you fall out of your chair?
I'll be there in a second. I'm getting ready.
Oh, Lord.
I'm getting ready. All right, let me just, okay, just going to set this to simmer, okay?
Ooh. Are you setting the your former temper that we heard about in the little Saturday show to simmer?
No, that was, you know, by the way, I love that Gail and King would not say Kunti Mat Kun Kun.
Well, right. But also their names got reversed from last week's little show. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Perfect.
They're confused. Very confused. No, I was just watching the TV machine, and I heard that it was a soup night.
Oh, Lord. Well, it's...
So I had to get it simmering.
Oh, well. Nothing says delicious like some of that frozen soup that you're cooking up over there. Well, I just assumed
I
you kept
frozen
it,
soup.
Well, I assumed you kept it in bulk in the freezer. And
well, I sure, you know, that's not a bad idea.
I mean,
poor reporter. Okay, soup night. Get ready now, here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. They'll talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast. Hey!
Oh! Wow!
Excuse me, my soup's ready.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday.
Monday.
I had to look at the date. The 8th of December, 2025, in the...
Is there a free taco?
Year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVeggio Report. I'm one of your hosts. The one who... Y'all, I'm very busy. Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
The one who'd rather be with the Bacons. And joining me today is, well...
Mr. Soup himself.
The weather rat wannabe, the ancient one. It's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi, Big Fatty.
Big Soupy.
Ooh, y'all, I'm going to tell you. we'll talk about my week, but I've been out of town, and I drove back in. Literally, I got home 30 minutes ago as we're recording this. And
by drove back in town, you mean...
And y'all, I was running into the Turl because I'd gotten stuck in traffic. You know,
were you channeling your inner Dr. Stone?
No, more just my inner Big Fatty. I was doing the Big Fatty run, and all I could think was I accidentally, when I left. I really thought I did this, but y'all, I meant to turn the heat down because, you know, we don't want to heat the house when we're not going to be here.
No.
But y'all, I didn't. I left it on 70, which is also warmer than I normally keep the house. But I had been chilly the morning before I left because, you know, I was putzing about the house. And so, y'all, all I thought was, I'm sure that costs some money, but it sure does feel good in here because, y'all, it is miserable. Well,
and y'all as as we record this, it's 48 degrees.
Correct. And it's been 48 degrees basically for 3 or 4 days.
Yes. No, but that's not true. The high today was 50.
Ah, I think it was 51 yesterday. Whew.
Yes.
But y'all, the problem is it's been raining.
Rain.
And it, down, y'all, I haven't seen the sun since Thursday? And it is dreary and drab and overcast. And y'all, it's just not fun. I was sitting here Saturday night. I was here at the Vader family compound, and I forget. Oh, my MRGC popped by. And, you know, he was here for a little while. And he left. And when I, you know, walked him out the door, you know, I opened the door and was going to say, hi, until next time, Larry. And y'all, I opened the door. I was like, Jesus, how long were we playing? I mean, watching TV. And because y'all, it was right. Pitch black dark. And
I figured y'all were probably playing Yahtzee or something.
Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt.
Ah!
Yeah.
Ah!
And y'all, I, you know, he left and I closed the door, forgot to lock it, which, you know, discovered that the next afternoon. But y'all, I looked at my, I went and got my phone and looked at it, and y'all, it was 4:35 p.m.
Oh!
And in the evening. And it was as dark. Oh, Big Fatty's down on his hands and knees. You don't need to
readjust. I've got to readjust the glass chair pad.
Oh, I thought you were trying to recreate my my Super Mario Brothers with California Lair. And either way, y'all, I don't really have a good name for Larry. He's not from California. He's Big Fatty's neighbor. That's the most horrifying part.
Really?
But yeah.
Okay.
No one you know, probably. Okay. But either way, y'all, well, let's just get right to it.
Get right to it.
Y'all, it's
now there were some issues on last week's show about the foam in a tire.
Yes. So this is not interesting at all, but
welcome to the LFC.
I know. So very quickly, you know, I had this issue and I knew it was the tire and all these excuses from Discount Tire and all these things that could be wrong with it. And what I wanted was for them to take it off the rim. And if the foam was loose, to just pull it on out and then balance it. And they wouldn't do it. So y'all, I'd made and kept, speaking of the MRGC, I had made and kept the appointment with the tessellator. And so y'all, I just on Sunday, I got up and I have been exhausted, but I'm not sleeping at night. And so then I'm tired. And so y'all, I got out of bed at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, and I can't tell you the last time I slept past 8:15 a.m. in the morning. Now, admittedly, I laid in bed and, you know, TikToked and stuff for a while on once I woke up on Sunday. But either way, y'all, I got in the jalopy. My appointment was for Monday at 10 a.m. in the morning, and it had been for later in the day. But y'all, did I mention it gets dark at 4:30? And the thing about that drive is from the Charlestons to the Savannah, y'all, it's absolutely beautiful. It really is. If you like that low country marsh, petrified trees growing out of the marsh, like that whole view, you know, alligators on the side of the road, all that. But y'all, the problem with that is you're muted. The problem with that is you don't. Y'all, he's just making noises.
I'm just over here just a talking.
But y'all, the problem with that is
what I asked was perhaps an opossum every once in a while.
Oh yeah, and the issue with that drive is in the dark. Y'all, all those things still exist in the middle of the road. And y'all, that Drusilla Blumey will tell you that's also where that Pee Wee Gaskins, the serial killer, found his victims, was on the side of that stretch of highway. So y'all, and there's very little cell service, more than there used to be. But there's, like, if I were streaming audio from my phone, like streaming music, not something that's on my phone, but whatever, it would cut out at some point because there isn't enough cell service for even that. So it is remote, beautiful, but remote. Either way, y'all, I'm not doing that in the dark. And so I have done it in the dark. And you can count the number of times on one hand. And y'all, it was white knuckle driving until I got somewhere with a street light, because it is deer in the whole nine yards for about.
Well, that's where the deer and the antelope play.
Y'all, I saw some caribou today. Anyway, also known as reindeer. But y'all, so I decided I'm just going to go to the Sawana on Sunday night, leave early enough to get there before dark. Didn't happen. You know, then that way I'll be there on Monday morning. I'll get the appointment taken care of, and I'll get on the road, and I'll be home mid-afternoon. You know? Most of that worked out. Y'all, I stayed at a lovely Holiday Inn Express. Y'all, I've stayed there I don't know how many times over the years. It's near the, y'all, it's not really near Savannah, to be honest. It's near the Fort Stewart. And we do that on purpose. Y'all, it's been remodeled. And I didn't think it was bad, but it's the new, y'all, the best. If you're a Marriott fan, I that's fine. But I would just say, give a newer Holiday Inn Express a go, because those beds, the new mattresses, the pillow tops they have, y'all, they are so comfortable. But
you have the complimentary brofkas too.
Oh, and the complimentary upgrade, because I don't have the credit card. I just stay the nights. But anyway, so y'all, I've stayed there plenty of times. So I walk next door, y'all, there's an Appleberry's next door. And y'all, Applebee's is disgusting, but I go because that's where the hot Army Larry's go to have a beer. Y'all, it was just two sad people in there when I walked in, and I sat down.
And then you walked in.
And then there were three. Uh-huh. Right, and I sat down, and she said, I ordered a beer, and she said, we don't have any. Our coolers don't work. And I said, well, what about the food? And she just looked at me because, I mean, you could just put the beer in the – anyway – I said, you know what? I think I'm good. So, I just got up and walked out because there was nobody in there. So whatever happened in the kitchen, it wasn't going to be fresh was my other concern. And I went next door to a brand new place called World of Beer.
Oh, I bet they had beer.
They did, in fact. Now their World of Beer and mine, they're different sizes. Right. So I had had most everything on the world tasting. There were five that I had not ever had. But y'all, absolutely delicious food. And I say that only because it's a chain, I guess. I looked it up afterwards, and it's a pretty big chain.
Never heard of it.
Me either. But y'all, if you like, and y'all, they had a full bar, and they had some really good liquors. Their house... their well gin was Bombay.
Oh?
So if that tells you, it's
well, you know, Digger would Digger, be all about that.
Well, it wasn't Bombay Sapphire. It was just Bombay.
Sorry.
But they had a whole bourbon. Well, yeah, it was good. And I ordered the appetizer trio or something. I don't know. It's something they're famous for. And y'all, the first two things I ordered, they were already sold out of. So I said, well, how about you just pick me what's the best? And that was the right choice because y'all, she brought me boneless wings, which are usually just hard cut in half chicken nuggets. Y'all, it was real pieces of fried chicken breast that had been, y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And so, it was good. Y'all had a night.
A boneless wing, basically a chicken tender.
Right. That's why I didn't want it. Okay. But anyway, but y'all, they had all these sauces they put delicious. And I had two beers. One was a local beer, which I knew better than to order because it was 9% ABV, which is basically drinking a glass of vodka. It was one of the ones I hadn't tried, and it was called Selfless Dummy or something like that. And
well, there you go.
Exactly. So woke up on Monday morning, and y'all got in the jalopy, off to the Savannah. And y'all, the issue with the Tessellator Savannah is that it is not near the interstate. It's in Midtown. It's in Midtown Savannah. And so that is part of the reason I had kind of avoided going down there for this. Because, y'all, if it were in like Pooler, which is right off I-95, right across the border.
Right there.
I mean, y'all, it's 35 minutes closer than going into Midtown. Yeah. So went on in. Y'all went in. And y'all, Barb was waiting for me. And y'all... her name, and I'm going to give her a shout out.
Give her a shout out.
Her name was Barbara. No, I'm just kidding. Her name was Brandy with an I, and I've already filled out the customer satisfaction survey. And I walked up and I said, "Happy holidays, Brandy. Good morning. I'm glad they don't make you listen to Christmas music in here. How are you?" And she said, "Well, I like you even better." And I said, "Uh-huh." And so, y'all, we were laughing and joking, and she said she was reading the notes about the issues with the car, and she said, "Ooh," she said, violently shaking. I said, "It spilled my drink on the way down here." And she said, "Noted." So y'all took it back, and I sat down and I work. I didn't take the day off. I sat there and worked. Well, no one else does. So why should
I? Do they have the complimentary inner tubes?
Oh, yeah. They have that. They have a coffee machine. They have filtered water. Y'all, they used to have a mini fridge with the sparkling water. They do not have that anymore. They had coffee and tea. They had
got a cutback. A lot of cutbacks.
And the snacks. They used to have a whole snack bar, but now it's just popcorn. Again, I had a complimentary breakfast. I was not hungry, but y'all, I hydrated because, you know, you're going to get in the car to drive 2 hours home. You better have to stop to pee 23 times.
Right.
But y'all, about an hour and a half in, I walked up. I was looking at the display case of little accessories they sell just to see if there's anything I needed. And
little knickknacks.
I said, my car is about halfway to Fort Stewart. And she said, "He's supposed to come get you for a test or, you know, to drive it." And I was like, "Well, he didn't, but I assumed that everything's okay." And she looked and she was like, "Oh, yep." And she was like, "Oh, dear." And I was like, "Well, this has been going on a while. Like, you know, whatever." And so we start joking. She's like, "I'll figure it out." But y'all, she came back and she was like, "I just think you need new tires." And I said, and she said, "It's the foam in the tire, exactly what you thought it was. It is covered. Michelin covers all that under their warranty. This is no big deal. You're taken care of." And y'all, the car pulled itself up and I walked out and got in and... I came on
to the first restroom you could find.
Oh, they have restrooms. The Tessellator service waiting room is kind of like a European club. Like, it's like black leather furniture, white walls, you know, like all that sort of stuff. But y'all, it all worked out. New tires, two new tires. And she said the other two are probably going to fail. It's a non-issue with these. So just when they do, bring it on back and, you know, whatever. So she said, doesn't matter how, you know, as long as it's got like 90% of the tread left or 10% of the tread, less than 90% used, like it's covered. So y'all, it was fine. Y'all went to my favorite little Mexican restaurant, but y'all... And y'all, it's right next to the Tanger there in Pooler. And y'all, they had caribou out for kids to meet reindeer. And Santa Claus was there. So y'all, I went and met the reindeer. Really, it was just between the car and the Mexican restaurant. But y'all, and got in the car and came on home. And it was, you know, the car. Y'all, I will say this. If you have a Tessellator, the new full self-driving update, y'all, the full self-driving pulled me out of the parking lot and pulled me into the parking lot here, and I never touched it the entire drive home. So it's doing great, and it did have a few issues with a few potholes because it wanted to swerve but it couldn't swerve, and it, you know, slowed down, and I mean, there's no point at that point, but otherwise it was fine. Did all the driving, so made it home. And y'all, it looks like I am white trash because they just put the new tires on, and y'all, they're filthy. So they're covered in mud. And so, but yeah, so we'll be going to the car.
Why are they covered in mud?
I guess they were stored outside or something. I don't know. They're dirty, but, either way, matters not. Y'all, she drove like a beaut on the way back.
We love a beaut.
Y'all, we love it when we just get on the interstate and say, y'all, her name's Lorena. And we just say, go, Lorena. And she just, you know, zips us on back to the Vader family compound. So,
isn't there a beaut South Dakota?
There
is. Or is it Montana?
No, I think you're right. I think it's Montana. Wyoming, Montana. I don't know. You know, y'all, I'm a little angry that I canceled my trip because now, y'all, that cost me $15 in taxes for the hotel. It's all that cost. plus a day off, but that I didn't take. But yeah. So anyway, that was my week. Y'all, the coal mine was hell. It was awful. But nothing new there. Y'all, some crazy woman has gotten my number. And while I was out today, she left about 17 voice letters.
Oh, that's and lovely.
Y'all, she, all you can hear, she just mumbles. Larry. Like, so, and y'all, it's not just me, but y'all, once she latches, she calls at night. So you wake up in the morning and you go to work and then you, your phone is full of the voice letters of her just mumbling. So, so there's that.
Is she like talking in her sleep or something?
I think she just needs some mental help, but yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So you've been talking to the skull then is what you're saying.
Well, it's a Memphis area code. So,
I didn't know the skull had moved.
How would she have gotten there? She doesn't drive on the interstate.
It's true.
So I think we're safe. We're skull safe. But yeah, how was your week, Big Fatty?
Well, you know, I was in Atlanta.
I know.
And it was a nice trip. I enjoyed myself, and it was, you know, it's the first year without. There were no tears or anything, and we didn't avoid the subject of my brother not being there, but we talked, and there were good memories and lots of laughter, and I think it was just good for everyone.
Well, yeah, and it's good to get together and not for it not to be about that, but to be about celebrating, and yeah.
Absolutely. So I don't think it could have been better. So, well, maybe if my other niece and her husband were there, but you know, other than that, it was pretty good.
Well, good. Now, did you take everyone the nuts and bolts?
Of course.
And the little ham biscuits?
Of course.
Did they smile and say thank you?
Of course. Well, that and I took little ham biscuits for appetizers.
With or without the cheese?
These had the cheese on them.
Ah, okay. Well,
and
poor Big Fatty.
They either really like the ham biscuits or they're just excellent actors. Ah. So, way, it's a win-win.
Well, there you go. Well, the Fatty family, they're known for their theatrics and fat. But yes.
Yes. Huh? So anyway, but what do you got going on this week?
Y'all, I've got some doings at the coal mine. And then y'all, I've got to figure out.
Now, when is your last day of coal mining?
Well, I think y'all, there was an incident. And someone had marked our internal calendar, you know, with the holiday days. Did I mention this on last week's little show? I don't think we had figured it out yet.
I don't think so.
And y'all, and I verified them, but y'all, somewhere along the way, Coal Mine Human Resources realized they had the dates wrong, and I've confirmed this. And so the first day that we were supposed to be off was, in fact, not a holiday. And so they just quietly changed it.
Ah!
Well, the problem with that is we had all assumed that we were already off that day. And so we are now not. And so I'm very glad that I'd much rather be in lost wages, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm glad that I didn't go to great lengths because I wouldn't have had enough time off to, anyway, whatever. So my last day is next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Because I have
in the afternoon, right?
Yes, I have 0.3 of a day left. So, So I will be.
Well, now, so you're getting off early for Gooch's birthday. Is that it?
It is.
Okay.
I mean,
thought so.
He and I have plans.
I mean, doesn't everyone get off early for Gooch's birthday?
Well, especially if they're the secret love of your life. I mean, you know, not Gooch, I tell you. But yeah, so I think next Tuesday at 2 p.m., I'm not really stressed over it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's at this point, I'm not going anywhere. So I had thought about possibly road tripping. Y'all, Miss Bacon, who is not speaking to me, is...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She is in the Orlandos, and so she canceled on me. You know, we have plans, and then she said, I'm so sorry, we're wedding dress shopping, and that doesn't include you. And I said, thank you. And
was she wedding dress shopping with Guru Nudie? Because I know she was going to the Creek House. I didn't know.
Probably.
Guru Nudie and Karl Lagerfeld. You know.
Right. I mean, I just assumed that she's got plans with everyone except for me. Which is fine. It is fine. It is fine. You know, my feelings are hurt, but it's okay. And so, y'all, I actually think she's there. Actually, I think she's there this coming weekend. I think, because y'all, we had big doings planned. So I remember the dates, but she said we'll do it next year. So,
Or she, she may be, wedding dress shopping with that Daniel Bieber. You know, he's down in that area.
Oh, I'm sure they have plans. I'm sure they're going to all get together. They'll probably go to the Salty Buffalo or whatever,
or the Strawberry Festival.
Could be.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of semi-famous people born on this day. I have to tell you if they're dead or alive, which is mostly a guess because no one knows. But then I have to explain to you who they are because I bet you don't know unless you're Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee. Big Fatty, who you got?
Cleo Wilson.
Oh, Lord, Cleo. Y'all miss Cleo. She is still
Cleo,
alive.
Cleo, not Cleo.
Oh.
Cleo.
Oh, Lord.
CleroW.
That's very different. Y'all, Cleo Wilson, dead as a doornail. You probably knew him as playing Floyd on the Andy Griffith Show.
Cleo Wilson is indeed dead. He was an award-winning comedian and an award-winning writer and TV personality. You probably know him best as Flip Wilson.
Oh, on the Andy Griffith Show. All right.
Oh, yeah, on the Flip Wilson Show. Andy Griffith was on the Flip Wilson Show, I think. Let's see. George Rogers.
Ooh, George Rogers. Captain America is still alive. Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
George Rogers is indeed alive. He's an American College Football Hall of Fame running back and Heisman Trophy winner from the University of South Kakalaki and the number one pick in the 1981 NFL Draft.
I thought you were going to say the number one fan of the BFO for 2025.
No, that's the Laughing Buddha.
Ah.
All right. Let's just see. Who have we got here next? We have got Eli Whitney.
Oh, dead. For sure dead. Y'all, local celebrity. Ooh.
Ooh.
Y'all, inventor of the cotton gin here.
Eli Whitney is indeed dead, and he did invent the cotton gin. All right. Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor is very much still alive and still performing. So nothing compares to you, Big Fatty.
Sinead O'Connor, an Irish singer-songwriter, dead.
She died?
2023.
Oh, you know, Lord.
They did a skit on her. Oh!
Oh!
They did a skit on her on Saturday Night Live, referred to as Skinhead O'Connor. Is that the closing music?
It is the closing
music. We must be done.
Thank heavens. Yeah, I've got to go get myself ready for the week. It's like Sunday night for me.
Well, right. You got to get ready for next Sunday, because that's when we're going to be lighting the candelabra. for the Chinooka.
Well, I'll take 12 nights of gift ads. So
okay, yeah. Is it 12?
I don't. Mrs. La La Lauren, could you let us know?
I think it's 8.
I don't know. What did Adam Sandler sing about in the Hanukkah song?
The dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
No.
Okay.
I don't
know.
Yeah. Y'all, I had a delicious chipotle lime balsamic vinaigrette on my salad today. Y'all, delicious. Mm.
You know, that just all sounds terrible. Have we gotten any response to the new opening and closing music?
No, none.
I think that's probably good.
Yeah. Right.
Because, people usually only contact us when they want to bitch.
Oh, right.
And if they wanted to contact us, how would they do that?
Meh, at vlfc.online.
Oh, Daniel Beaver.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I forgot to do a joke, but I guess they just kind of write themselves.
Well, right. There's nothing I can say that's not hateful, so the old gal tells me to be nice. So that's why I let you do these, because it just comes across hateful, and I don't mean it because, I'm fat too, so I get it.
You know, they've had to do the seasonal change out there at Walnut Hills.
Ooh. Oh, Lord.
It's the reindeer urine sprinklers.
Oh. Well, I wonder if they collected the reindeer urine from the reindeer at the Tanger Outlets pooler.
Well, I think that's the milking area.
That's why they're there.
That just really made me want to throw up in my mouth a little bit.